Blackstone Audio presents, If I Knew You Were Going to Be This Beautiful, I Never Would Have Let You Go, by Judy Chickarell. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller. For David, and for my father, Michael, 1919 to 2005, who always believed. Chapter 1. Summer Wind.
So she says to me, young man, you got maniacs hanging around your store. And I tell her, you're right, lady. You're 100% right. I got maniacs outside my store. I got them inside my store. I got maniacs on the roof, I tell her.
Desi flicked a length of ash into the ashtray we were sharing. The end of his cigar was slick with saliva. He shifted it to the side of his mouth and continued.
What am I gonna do? Argue with her? Kill her? I mean, please. Some of these people should maybe look in their own backyards before they come around here making comments. There's an old Italian saying, don't spit up in the air because it's liable to come back down and hit you in the face.
I have no idea what that means, I said.
It means what it means, man,
Mitch called from the other end of the counter.
Everybody's everything. Can you dig it?
He had a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon under the arm with a rainbow tattoo, and was taking a Camel non-filter from a freshly opened pack he'd just purchased. He tapped his cane twice against the counter, and then winked at me, before hobbling out the door. Mitch lived at the opposite end of Comanche Street, in one of the rooms at the Starlight Hotel that looked out over the ocean and smelled of mildew and seaweed. This was the third six-pack of the day he'd bought at Eddie's. He had to make separate trips because he could only carry one at a time. It was close to the end of the month.